This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And you're listening to That's the Ticket. Today I'm pleased to be going back to basics, more specifically back to Basie. Friend of the show, Yegon Rowe, returns to That's the Ticket to talk all about what's going on with the Hamilton Big Band at the moment. And this time he's brought a bandmate with him, new friend to the show and Hamilton Big Band drummer, I believe.
That's right, yep.
Yep, Ashwin's here as well. Kia ora team, welcome to That's the Ticket. Welcome back, Yegon. It's nice to have you back in the studio.
Kia ora, thanks for having me back. Well, last time I was here, I was officially the enemy of the show, so that's quite the upgrade.
Yeah, as I was saying that bit, that memory popped into my mind, and I'm like, you're the only person where that's ever come up.
I mean,
it was a self kind of proclaimed title,
yeah,
was it?
Never too late to, you know, reclaim it. We'll see how the rest of this episode goes.
Okay, you're going to make it hard for me then.
I generally like to make things hard for anyone.
Well, I mean, you're making it hard for Hamilton Big Band in a positive way because you guys have not one show coming up, but three?
Yep.
Busy times. It's all go. But, I mean, as a audience member, I approve. I'm a fan. And so we've put together Back to Basie, and you guys seem like good people to tell me what it's all about.
Right. Well. Hey, it's three shows that we're doing. Two shows on one day, one at Te Awamutu, and then in Morrinsville. That's this coming Saturday.
Yep, 11th of October.
11th of October, yes.
Yep.
And it's just a set of old classics from Count Basie, performed by the Hamilton Big Band, and a bit of a trip down memory lane. You know, it's a music that we don't really get to hear often these days, and just showcasing the talents of the individuals that we have in Hamilton. Yeah,
and I don't know which one of you guys wants to take this question, but obviously you're called Hamilton Big Band. How big is the band?
Well, for this gig, we have, I believe, 16 people.
Okay, that is quite a sizable band.
It sure is, yeah. And it's interesting that Count Basie was actually one of the key people in the early days of kind of defining what a big band was and formulating what instruments, what kind of arrangements, basically the idea of the big band that we know today. Between Duke Ellington and Count Basie, it was really where that was kind of solidified.
Okay. I mean, appreciate the history, the background, and great reason to be doing this gig. I enjoy how everything's kind of on theme. And then So we're entering the beyond section. That's what I like to call the idea of doing shows outside of Hamilton here on That's the Ticket. So you're starting strong with Morrinsville and Te Awamutu on the same day.
On the same day.
Yep, action-packed.
Who made that call?
Me, unfortunately. So I literally have no one else to blame.
Okay.
We as musos don't really have a social life, so right. We weren't doing much anyway. We two gigs in one day, it's no problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's exciting, like bands on tour, literally.
Yeah.
And have you guys played in Te Awamutu or Morrinsville before, or is this the first time for that sort of thing?
It's, as far as I can remember, and I've been part of the Hamilton Big Band on and off since, goodness, 2007, 2008. I don't think we've ever played outside of Hamilton.
Wow. I didn't realize you were in the band for that long?
Oh, not continuously, but
yeah.
When I was in high school, my sax tutor was actually in the band, leading the band, so that's how I got involved in the first place.
Okay, so you play the saxophone, And
I try. Yeah.
You try.
No, he tries very well.
I remember last time you're on That's the Ticket, you casually dropped that you had made something yourself. What was it?
That was probably my baton.
Because, yeah, is the term conductor for big band?
If you're kind of, you know, standing at the front, waving around, not being noticed by anyone who's actually playing the instruments and doing the work, then you're ostensibly a conductor. So,
are you doing that for this gig?
No, actually. So I'm playing as well. So we won't have a conductor, which certainly puts, you know, a little bit of pressure on the drummer.
Mm. It does. It does. I just
You've got to start everyone off.
I start everyone off, but I've just told Yegon just keep your foot at a steady tempo, and I shouldn't get too wild or change the tempo too much. So
okay.
I'm still gonna make the responsibility his if I can help it. Yeah.
Okay. So you're playing drums. What are you playing? You're playing sax.
I'm playing sax. Tenor sax.
I assume you can also. Can you play other instruments?
I can. I'm not playing other instruments for this gig, but usually for like stage band and things like that, you expect to play 3, 4, 5, 6 different things. Okay. Thankfully, not all at once.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, I feel like if anyone's cut out for the job, you'd probably be pretty good one-man banding it.
Yeah, I mean, playing any instrument with one hand would be a challenge.
Mm. Oh, no.
Didn't Coltrane have like two saxes? There was some picture I've got in my head of someone with two saxes playing that song.
At once.
Probably.
Yeah. So it can be done.
I mean, it's a lot easier with, I say easier, my trumpet players are going to hate me for that, but...
sworn enemy of Hamilton Big Band.
Exactly, just enemy of everyone. It's a lot more doable, shall we say, with a trumpet, because you can kind of just do it with one hand each.
Some great mime happening in the studio, by the way, guys.
Is this not live streamed, like, on Twitch or something?
Not yet. Face for radio, that's a joke. Yeah. But, yeah. And, sorry, we've gotten off topic, but I just want to touch on that with Back to Basie. Not only are you doing two shows on the 11th of October in Morrinsville and Te Awamutu, but you've also got a Hamilton show at the Meteor on the 18th, so the following weekend.
Following weekend, yes. So that'll just be the one-off show for that day. Mm. But yeah, it'll be a nice gig to have at the Meteor.
Because you guys have played there before, right?
A few times, yeah.
That's our sort of new home, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
It's a lovely little theatre.
I mean, I want to say the acoustics are what they need to be. I just talk to musicians, not a musician. Probably have no idea. But if you guys want to hear if they do sound good at the Meteor, you can find your tickets at themeteor.co.nz. And then I believe both your Te Awamutu show and your Morrinsville show, those tickets are through Eventfinder?
They're through Humanitics.
Oh, Humanitics. I'm so sorry.
I actually
have it written down, but I just said Eventfinder with confidence. So, dear listeners, Humanitics is where you need to go. If you're driving, pull over, type Humanitics into your phone and grab your tickets for TA or Morrinsville, and then type themeteor.co.nz into your internet-connected device for the Meteor/Hamilton show. Boom. Saved it. That was real smooth, eh?
Heck yeah.
Couldn't even tell.
This is radio, guys. This is how we do it. But so you've got 16 band members and we're going on tour. It's all go. Like, how has the rehearsal process been?
Good. Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone sort of makes a good point of practicing their parts at home.
Mm.
And, I think, you know, the more you play together, the more feel you get of playing as an ensemble.
Mm.
And listening, I think, is the best part of, like, you know, it's no room for show ponies about me. It's the whole band making, music together. So respecting other people's parts and, playing with those dynamics. Yeah, it's been going really well.
That's great, because you guys meet weekly, right?
That's right, yeah.
Regardless if you've got a gig, right, you just kind of operate like that. Have you been doing extra kind of rehearsals in the lead up to this show, or is it more just you meet once a week and then everyone practices their parts at home and you come together?
Yeah, we don't generally have additional rehearsals for gigs or anything like that. Every now and then, if I, you know, feel like we need the extra practice, then I'll do that. But generally, it's it's just once a week. Everyone goes home. Theoretically, they will practice and then come together and compare results.
So can you tell if people haven't practiced?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. You really are the sworn enemy of Hamilton Big Band.
I know, yeah. You know, I'm just wearing that proudly now.
I mean, it's, you know, it's good that they've got you because you're like the leader of the band, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how long have you been in that position?
Goodness, I think this is my third year now.
Oh, they grow up so fast, don't they? Yeah,
they do, you know.
It's
been a great experience, though.
Yeah?
I'm very fortunate to be working with just a bunch of really talented musicians who enjoy what they're doing and, you know, who bring their talent and their efforts together. So,
well, and I think this is, like, what I like about doing theatre, and listeners, you know that I'm not really one for on stage. I prefer crouching in the shadows backstage or like producing shows, but like still being part of it. Is there's something so honest about a group of adults or people, you don't have to be an adult, just being like, okay, we're going to come together and we're just going to be really serious about something that's made up and just fully commit. But it's a really nice experience, and the camaraderie that I'm sure that you guys have is like awesome. And like that's kind of the great thing about the creative scene here in Kirikiriroa and beyond, is that everyone kind of knows everyone and is willing to work together for the greater creative good.
Absolutely. And when it's something like a big band or an orchestra or any kind of ensemble, like working towards, I can only speak from my perspective as a musician, but there are certain moments where you just lock in and almost kind of ethereally, you kind of go into a fugue state and you're in a hive mind with the rest of the band. That's a bit of a high that we all chase as musicians and bands and things like that. And I think that's where some music is really conducive towards that. And Count Basie charts are really one of those things where you can just kind of let go and follow along and kind of click in with the rest of your band. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
That's right.
It is that, but I will say this, and Yegon's probably a bit too modest to say it, but he is an outstanding... he has outstanding abilities reading the music of what is on the page and the articulation of it. So, you know, when we are rehearsing together, if someone's struggling, you know, obviously you won't put them on the spot, but he can pinpoint, hey, we all need to do that together, or we need to, the phrase is, this is how it goes. So, he's really gifted in that department, which really helps solidify the band. I always say that, and maybe it's lucky that I'm just the drummer, but I read music at a kindergarten level, so it's a blessing having him on board and showing us, you know, leading us the way he does.
Oh, thanks, Ashwin. I won't fire you this week.
Yeah.
See, that would have been lovely, and then you ruined it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's the enemy.
Truth hurts. Yeah. I know the drill. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I guess it doesn't have the same weighting, but, shout out to Yegon, Ashwin, the rest of the Hamilton Big Band. You guys are doing great work, I'm sure, and keep it up. But I think we're probably getting about to that time. You know, we've been talking about Basie, so should I play a little bit?
Yeah.
Yegon was kind enough to send through some tracks, and the first one I've got is Splanky. Splanky? Splanky?
Splanky.
Splanky.
Splanky? Yeah. Like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless if it's, you know, French or...
Splonkey.
Splonkey, yeah.
Splonkey.
But are you guys playing this one in Back to Basie?
We are.
We are.
Okay. Do we vibe it?
It's one of my personal favourites.
Okay. I was going to say, it's good that at least one of you isn't sick of it because you're about to have to listen to it again. But, here's a taste of what you're going to get at Back to Basie, guys. Dazzle for your Tuesday. We love to see it, or I guess we love to hear it here on That's the Ticker. If you want more of that, then Back to Basie, Hamilton Big Band's little tour that they've got coming up this weekend and the weekend after around the region is the place you want to go. And if you're just joining us, yes, I am talking to Yegon and Ashwin from Hamilton Big Band. We're covering a lot of ground. We started talking about Back to Basie, which is shows in Morrinsville and Te Awamutu on the 11th of October, and then a show here in Hamilton at the Meteor Theatre on the 18th. And, we got into reading music. You've gone through some shade at his band members for some reason, because sworn enemy of That's the Ticket and Hamilton Big Band. But we've kind of touched on, Yegon, you've been in and out of Hamilton Big Band for almost 20 years.
Something like that, I suppose, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Ashwin, how long have you been a member?
in and out for almost 20 years.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I joined in, I think it was 2008, as the bassist. And so this is also a testament of Yegon's music reading abilities. When I couldn't read the bass part that I was supposed to play, I would just listen to what Yegon was playing, because he was playing the Barry saxophone. So
right.
We were following sort of parts together. But no, I go way back then as well. So yeah, it's nice to be able to switch up instruments and do something a bit different. But
I think that's where we first met, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Okay, and you've been mates ever since. Or you're sworn enemies with each other, and now it's just a weird dynamic here on That's the Ticket.
It's like a marriage. We're kind of stuck in it, and there's quarrels and fist fights, but you know, where else are we going to go?
Yeah,
yeah.
Instruments get smashed. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm glad that you kind of gave some background there, Ashwin, because like I know you as a bass player in musicals.
Yes, yes.
And so like when Yegon, you know, hit me up before the interview and he's like, I'm bringing my drummer. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is new information to me, but that is okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess Yegon, last time I had you on That's the Ticket, I feel like we were talking about a show that you were musical director for, right?
Was it? Be more chill.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm probably. Not sure. Your episode 238, team, like, you know. But have you guys been, obviously you're in Hamilton Big Band together, but have you ever worked on musicals together as well?
Yes. So my first musical that I was invited to join was The Addams Family, which I think was at 2013 or
2016 Rivoli Theatre.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
I worked on that show as well. Hamilton Musical Theatre production. I was backstage crew. You were in the band. You must have also been in the band.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if I was awake for it, but
yeah. No, yeah, I was following Yegon for a lot of that show. I was asked to join that show 2 weeks before it started.
I think
the original bass player had dropped out, so a friend of ours, Lauren McDonald, who plays keys on in a lot of shows and has formerly been in the big band, asked if I could. Her message just said, "Oh, we're looking for a bass player to play in the Addams Family." And I said, "The Addams Family, I'm sold. I grew up watching the Addams Family when it was black and white and everything." So. And ever since then, I actually really love just playing in musicals. It's it's a whole different experience. Playing and interacting along with what's happening on stage rather than just playing songs all the way through. So, yeah, if anyone out there hasn't checked out a musical, I strongly encourage it. They're really good fun.
Okay, yeah. So Ashwin's fully converted
in his
musical theatre era. We love to see it.
Whereas I hate musical theatre, don't want anything to do with them.
You keep doing it for someone who hates it, though.
I know, it's an addiction, and you know, I really need some help.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of that on That's the Ticket. A lot of guests who are just back-to-back, because you come up quite a lot on the show.
I do apologize for
you
that.
Are a repeat offender, but I mean it's great to have you out there. It's always fun because I think I've seen shows where you have been MD, both of you actually have either been in the band or MD or whatever, and then it's always nice to see you guys. I feel like I've seen you in some costumes as well.
Oh, that's right.
How dare you speak of that?
Which costume do you mean exactly, Hannah?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, there's a few, but was it you, Trail to Oregon?
That was me, yes.
Yeah, that was a highlight for me.
It was certainly a light for me.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a spotlight on Yegon. I don't know if that was
literally was. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, if you know, you know. If you don't, just, go to the show and then ask these guys about it afterwards and they can fill you in.
There is a bootleg video of it floating around somewhere.
Ooh, shh. I mean, I do appreciate actually getting the tea here on TTT, so thank you for sharing. But back to Hamilton Big Band. So obviously you guys, it's all kind of like voluntary, right? You you all have a passion for music and you're like, let's get together, rehearse, do the things. If people want to join, is that a thing?
Absolutely, yeah. We would love for people to join.
Mm.
Just hit us up on Facebook. We actually have an open rehearsal coming up.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, and that's on the 28th. So that's in place of our usual rehearsal, 28th of October at 7:30 p.m.
Mm.
And it's open to anyone who wants to come along and play. Doesn't matter what your skill level is.
Mm.
If you can read, you know, basic sheet music, you're more than welcome to come along.
Oh, see, I was about to ask him, like, I cannot play an instrument or read music.
Well, if you if you can't play an instrument or yeah. read music, but you still want to come along and see how the sausage gets made, you're actually more than welcome to come along as well.
Okay, you had me at sausage. But where do you guys rehearse?
We're at the Salvation Army on London Street.
Oh, cool. And so that's just, you're there every week doing your thing?
That's right.
Awesome. And with Back to Basie, and I guess in general, do you guys ever have like accompanying singers?
Yep. We have a couple of really talented vocalists who perform with us. Not for this one.
No, I mean, based off the track I played, yeah, I'm like, yeah, oh, it doesn't seem, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah. We wanted to, for this gig, highlight kind of the music itself as instrumental tracks. But, yeah, we have Kat Bain, who's also very active in the, like, Hamilton blues scene, and James Cakebread, who's also playing the trumpet, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we've done other shows in the past with our guest vocalists and things.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, they cover a range of different styles, and so it's good to, you know, yeah, incorporate that.
Yeah, I think it was at the end of last year, correct me if I'm wrong, Della Productions did, like, it wasn't like an open mic night. Well, do you remember what it was called? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
Was it Cabaret?
Spectacular or something.
Della Productions and Hamilton Big Band presents a comedy musical theatre cabaret spectacular.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they chose that title specifically to make my job hard when they came on That's the Ticket to talk about it.
Yeah. No, now that I remember, that was me here for that yep. episode.
Okay, that feels on brand.
Yeah, so I had to talk about it so many times, and right now I just had to enter into my mind palace to remember what it was. So.
You did well, because you had the title in full.
Yeah. I don't know if it's right, but I was very confident doing it.
It felt close enough. Yeah. So, you know, you've got our approval, which is all that matters. If anyone wants to correct us, call the studio. Please don't call. But, yeah, where was I going with that point? Oh, I was saying, so, yeah, you guys collabed with Della Productions and some local performers for, like, it was like a musical theatre, cabaret, comedy, spectacular evening.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. There were a number of songs from different musicals that we put together for a show. A different vocalist for each one, and, really got to showcase the talents of these individual singers and the band, and that was a good fun night. It was a good fun night.
Yeah, there were really talented people there. Glenn was also there.
It's only a couple episodes ago I had Glenn on the show and I roasted him a little bit as well.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he's...
It's deserved, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I do want to be a bit cheeky and ask you too a question, because we've kind of established that you both kind of not only big band but also musical theatre. Which one are you going to save from the burning building? Playing like jazz and the sort of music you do for big band versus playing musical theatre?
Ooh.
Some serious thought happening.
The big band, I think I would save. I don't know.
I mean, if it's like just jazz, big band style music, then I would say musical theatre would be my priority.
Mm. But I mean, I guess the good thing with Hamilton Big Band is you're not exclusively jazz, right? There's variety.
Exactly. Yeah, we play a bunch of stuff. So
yeah, they've got a big repertoire.
Yeah,
that was me trying to make a pun, but it didn't band. Sorry, it didn't land. Whoa.
Oh, God.
Okay, now I'll break for another song. I've got a break for a very important segment, actually. Yegon, you may remember this. It's time for Rick's pick. So how this works is I have an Uncle Rick. He is a big listener of radio, big listener of music, and when I started That's the Ticket 238 episodes ago, he was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick a track from the list and we'll play Rick's pick. And every week we have, and I kind of enjoy it because it means it's like one less song I have to pick, and it's been quite educational. And now that That's the Ticket is in its fifth year, I like to try and pick songs from the list that relate to what I'm talking about or the people I'm talking with. And so I've gone for a Peggy Lee track. Fever, it feels on brand. Have I passed my English homework?
Absolutely. That's yep. Yeah, that's in our library.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was hoping.
That's one that Kat will do vocals on when we play it. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Sweet. Because that's what I was hoping for. But I hope you guys enjoy this one, or it just reminds you about music that you've got permanently stuck in your brain. Either way, we'll be right on back.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
We love a classic for Rick's pick. That was Fever by Peggy Lee, also part of the Hamilton Big Band Library repertoire. You guys play that one often, or just when the occasion calls for it?
We do. It's a good crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people recognize it.
Yeah. It's a classic. Do you guys have like a favorite song? that you guys play? And that's super putting you on the spot, and it's okay if you don't have an answer. I can narrow it down to, do you have a favorite bassy track?
Ooh, good question. I mean, from the gig that we're playing, I would say my personal favorite is Tall Cotton.
Okay. Right.
Tall Cotton. Yeah, that's good. I sometimes try to remember exactly which song is which one.
Yeah.
Because I kind of remember them more from the musical cues rather than the titles.
Just make the drum sounds.
Exactly. Well, on that note, it is a bit of a challenge, but the track "Cute" is quite fun, specifically for me because I'm doing a lot of brushwork on that. So, it's kind of daunting but exciting at the same time when the rest of the band cuts out and
it's
everyone's looking
you.
Like, yeah, it's all on me. Yeah,
great. I mean, a little bit of pressure is always good. That's why I like working backstage on shows, because you spend like 30 minutes stressing about a 30 second or less set change,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then the cycle repeats and you're like, why am I here? Yeah. But you know, it's for the love of it. And then another kind of bonus question that's come to mind, we've touched on how both of you play multiple instruments,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to ask, which instrument are you going to save from the burning building?
Oh, you go first.
If
you save the drums, that might be a few trips.
Well, I was going to say I acquired a grand piano, but I don't know how well I could carry that out of a burning building.
Okay.
Yeah. So
grand piano, does it look nice?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It was a gift from somebody that could no longer keep it. So,
right.
And it's been loved. Let's say that
okay.
it's. Yeah, but it's something just to hold on to. But it's, you know, it's quite something to have. So,
yeah.
Actually, no, there's probably some guitars and sort of something that I would say. I don't know. I'm a hoarder with gear, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Yegon?
I'd probably have to say my tenor sax.
Okay. That's your favorite thing to play?
I mean, I feel like it's more versatile.
Mm.
I also like my clarinet, but like if I had to pick between the two, I'd probably save the sax.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Again, I'll allow it. this is the thing. It's the pleasure of being a podcast host is I ask all my guests these would you rathers, and then I never have to participate myself.
Well, for us also, in that, you know, you've asked two multi-instrumentalists what would take, and I mean, I've got many of the same instrument, basses, guitars, and a couple of drum kits and things. So it's you know, you've made it even that more difficult for us.
I'm giving the listeners what they want, which is like hard questions and boiling hot tea.
Look, the out for me is that half the time, like majority of my gear is lent out to other people, so it's safe in that regard.
That's very generous of you.
Oh, you know, it's just how our community works, our little circle of musicians.
And, you know, I want to continue being the cheeky radio host that I am known to be and step away from big band, away from back to bassy, and ask if there are any upcoming projects that either of you have on the books that you're allowed to talk about. It can be, if you've got any other Hamilton big band shows, you can talk about that as well.
Right. Well, next up for me, I am playing in the band for Freaky Friday.
Oh, yeah, the Reveille Christmas show?
Yep, that's right, that's right. So
nice.
I'll be playing guitar in that show.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, a Disney classic. It's going to be a good, fun show for the family. So,
I believe tickets are available now on iTicket as well.
I believe so,
you want to put a guitar to the voice that you've been hearing
for the past
40 minutes. But have you listened to the show?
Yes. It's good fun. There's some exciting sort of numbers in there. So, and you know, just a good comedy for the whole family. So, well worth checking out.
Great. Good on you. And Yegon, anything else on the books after Back to Bassy?
Nothing major for the rest of this year. It will be Parade.
Della Productions.
Della Productions, yep. Can't get away.
No, you can't. Are you MD?
I am band directing.
Band director, yep. Cool. Great. Oh, exciting. Have we had auditions for that, or they've just opened or something?
The auditions are open now, so people can go and sign up on the brand spanking new Della Productions website.
Wow. Okay. I want to say, do you know who made that? Who did that? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's, you know.
Oh, was it you?
Whoever did it must be, you know, really talented and awesome and, you know, it's probably a really good conductor and, yeah.
Does Hamilton Big Band have a website?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Work in progress.
Yep.
There you go. There's more work for you, mate.
That's right, yeah.
But Hamilton Big Band is on Facebook. Go give them a cheeky like, follow. You can find out more about the upcoming Back to Basie shows. While you're following entities on social media, That's The Ticket with Hannah Mooney does have a Facebook page. Give it a cheeky like. Yeah, I mean, just like all your venue Facebook pages, and then you can keep up to date with, you know, the side hustles of Ashwin and Yegon, because, you know, they're always doing musicals
always
and,
doing
and the
something.
Like.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, goodness me. You guys need to do a play next. You need to get on the stage, get some acting out there.
I don't know if, no, I don't think people need to see any bad acting or anything. I prefer to stay in the shadows and...
You say that, but I've seen you... Like in an onstage band multiple times, and you've both been very well lit.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Look, we can't control what the lighting department does.
They're no, like wizards. That's up to them. Their lights, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, that kind of prompts another question, and I guess with this upcoming show, obviously there's going to be an audience. If you're listening and you want to be a part of that audience, go to Humantics for the Te Awamutu and Morrinsville shows and the Meteor.co.nz for the Hamilton show. But, like, obviously you've been rehearsing, you know, you have your band practice. And so when you get in front of an audience, does the dynamic shift a little bit because you're not used to having people watch and hear you perform?
Not really. I think well, for me personally, I think we're pretty sort of locked in with each other. Depending on where we're playing, usually there's lighting on the stage rather than in the audience. So
yeah.
You kind of don't really...
You don't even see out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you learn to just sort of... I don't mean this in a negative way for the people that show up, but you learn to kind of just shut them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, how people say, oh, just imagine the audience in their underwear or whatever. It's like, well, we just kind of lock in and do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you obviously want people to come along and see the show, but you're doing something that requires, a wee bit of concentration, right? And
yeah.
So it's like a balance.
Yeah. Honestly, the thing that probably throws us off more is playing in a new venue where we haven't played before and the acoustics are different. So
yeah.
We're trying to adjust to that.
Mm. Yeah. Fair.
Acoustics being different or if it's not really been set up or it's not an ideal place to have a gig.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, we'll play there in that corner and it's not practical. And you're like, well, I don't know how this is going to work.
You're like,
and,
guys, it's in the title. We're a big band. We're a large band.
Exactly.
We need space, room for activities.
Yeah.
Like, do you have people playing multiple instruments in the band, like swapping?
I think, yeah, a couple.
Yep. Generally... The reed section, so the saxes will be expected to swap every now and then. It's not very often. It's not anything close to what you see in musical theatre.
Yeah.
But, say, the alto sax might need to switch to flute or clarinet for a few passages. And then the trumpets are constantly swapping in and out mutes. Occasionally they might actually swap to a flugelhorn altogether.
I love a good flugelhorn.
Flugel is great.
It's, yeah. Can you play the flugelhorn?
No, I'm not really a brass player. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Still time,
yeah. Yeah, come back to me in 20 years.
Yeah, okay. Hey, if that's the ticket still going in 20 years, then I'll hold you to it. I mean, we will be. There's always something to talk about, and that's a nice segue into my kind of last bit of the show where I talk about upcoming events, so you guys can sit back, relax, or chip in if you see fit. But here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa and beyond in the not-so-distant future. So we've been talking about it all episode, but Hamilton Big Band has Back to Basie running at the Meteor on the 18th of October with a 7 p.m. show. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. And then Back to Basie will be running in Te Awamutu and Morrinsville. So you've got a 2 p.m. show in Morrinsville on the 11th of October. And
2 p.m. is Te Awamutu.
Oh, gosh, yes, I'm reading my notes incorrectly. This is why I say interject. okay, so Back to Basie will be running in Te Awamutu on the 11th of October at 2 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. in Morrinsville, also on the 11th of October. Just go to Humantics and then you can figure out the semantics. Hey, that rhymed.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Good rapper here.
Boom. Yeah, I'll rap for Hamilton Big Band.
Yeah.
elsewhere in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton Playbox has Alo Alo 2, the Camembert Caper, running at Rivoli Theatre. That's running from the 9th to the 18th of October. More info and tickets at iTicket. Over at Clarence Street Theatre, they've got Disney's Frozen Junior in on the 10th to the 12th of October with 7 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. shows. More info on tickets at ticketek.co.nz. And then Hamilton Operatic Society is back with Downtown Musicals at Navarra Lounge tonight, the 7th of October. More info on tickets at Eventfinder. Whew. I always like to say that I'm not a definitive guide to all the cool creative stuff happening in Hamilton, because otherwise, like, that would just be the whole episode and I wouldn't need any guests. And it's a lot more interesting with the guests. But I do have a last question for you guys. And Yegon, I may have asked you this one last time I was on the show. You've been here on TTT, that's the ticket, with me, giving me the tea, the inside scoop on Hamilton Big Band and beyond. And so my last question for you two is, how do you take your tea? Like, if you're having a cup of tea, how do you have it?
I'm very simple. I love an English breakfast tea with milk. And in the weekends, I have a treat of a spoonful of sugar.
Only on the weekends?
Well, yeah, because if you have it every day, then you get used to it. So like, it's like an extra treat on the weekend of, like, just a bit of sugar there.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I have sugar in my tea all the time.
Oh, if you cut it out for those 5 days, when you get to the weekend, you're like, oh, wow, it's next level.
Yeah, but then other 5 days just kind of sad?
No.
You're just waiting for that next hit?
I just enjoy having a cup of tea to sip on as I'm doing other things. So in the weekend, I can sort of sit back and get a rush at the same time, yeah.
Thrilling.
Yeah.
Thrilling content, guys.
And with a crispy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crispy. Yeah, that's the biscuit of choice?
That's my biscuit of choice.
Okay.
Ever since my grandmother would bring me cups of tea every morning, because we live with her.
Oh, that's sweet.
And we'd have crispies and dunk them. So I refuse to dunk any other bicky into my tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yegon, you probably told me last time, but I can't remember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I can't drink caffeine, so herbal tea is kind of my go-to, but I'm also a coffee snob.
And wait, but you can't have caffeine.
Yeah, I know. and it's really hard to find good decaf coffee.
Okay.
I don't buy anything off the shelf, but...
weird flick.
Yeah, so I have a decaf guy. I'm not going to say who. But
okay, now this feels inappropriate, but
do you meet under a bridge or something, or in a shady alley?
I mean, look, where I conduct my business is my own.
Okay,
you know,
right.
He made his own conductor batons to conduct this business.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a coffee guy.
Yep. So my preferred way of taking my coffee is just through an AeroPress.
Okay.
Black.
All right. Yeah, I bet it's fancy. It sounds fancy.
It's a little bit fancy.
Yeah.
Kind of annoyingly so.
Yeah. I'm like, is it more admin than reward?
It's very ritualistic. Like, there's, you know, a scale and, like, a pouring kettle.
Oh, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet it's good, though.
Hand ground, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
If you're going to do it right.
Yeah, I feel. Okay. Yeah. You're both very dedicated, and you are both doing it you know, doing it right, which, you know, I respect and appreciate. But I also respect and appreciate you guys taking the time today to come and have a chat.
That was a real treat.
Pleasure.
But, like, break a leg for the shows. And if you're listening, I'm not threatening them or wishing them harm. Break a leg, it means...
Send help.
Good vibes in the theatre. Is there an equivalent for big band?
Break a leg.
You do drop a leg?
We don't actually wish each other good luck because we're not very nice people.
We're not, no. But we are also usually in a mad rush to get everything sort of set up when you've got that many members.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the stage is going to be like.
Yeah.
It's just kind of...
Just get in there, do the thing, and then celebrate afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, best of luck with that. And I'm going to play us out with another Count Basie track. Hey Burner.
Hey Burner.
Nice. Are we playing this one in Back to Basie?
We are not.
No, but it is one of my favourites.
It's my personal favourite.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a bonus track here on That's the Ticket. We love to hear it. But thanks again, team. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, here's some Basie.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.